want something that's good and hot, just eat a hamburger, it'll hit the spot. You can see them on the griddle going flippity-flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the hamburger hop. They're open up 24 hours a day, just waiting and hoping all the folks will say, put a burger on the griddle, do a flippity-flop. Put an onion in the middle and a pickle on top.
There just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new, than jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do.
You really should go, cause it swept the land, and everybody's going to the hamburger stand. When they put them on the griddle, do a flippity-flop. Everybody does the boogie to the hamburger hop.
Episode, you typically name the show.
I do the intro.
Yeah.
Well, we do the first one, and then we usually just hit start, and then I just started.
Do you mind? Yeah. I mean, I know you kind of have like a more radio friendly voice.
I wouldn't go that far.
You mind if I take a crack at it?
I
do get first billing.
Well, that's well. Then that's probably why I do. Okay. Go
ahead. All right. Hello and welcome to the Food Podcast with Alex and...
Okay, this is Food the Podcast with Alex and Dan, a podcast about food and food eaters. My colleague, my esteemed colleague,
yeah.
My co-host, my side man, the wingman, my shotgun driver,
yep.
Alex Koenig is sitting to my right here.
You know, I think that's the first time we've ever mentioned our last names on the show. You just said my last name.
Well, not our last name, your last name.
My last. We're not brothers.
We'll keep it at that.
All right.
We're merely podcast co-hosts, which is
yes.
In many ways a deeper tie
yes.
than a brotherhood could ever be. So anyway, so today we're going to do hot dogs and hamburgers.
We're keeping the show the same length. We're doing for the first time.
Yeah.
Two different foods in the same show.
Yeah.
These foods are kind of linked to each other.
Link. Okay.
Fill in your own link joke.
Yeah. Zelda, anyone?
They're very similar in format. They're kind of saying the same thing.
They're saying the same thing. They're vibing in the same key. They're throwing down over the
same
very.
You could say they're variations on the same theme.
They are, yeah.
They're both two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
With meat in the middle.
Yeah, which pretty rare in this political climate.
Indeed. This isn't...
I mean, hot dogs in Obama's America are seemingly non-existent.
They are not. So, almost in honor of opening day, that was recently, start of the current baseball season.
Yeah, the 2011-2012 season.
Who's your pick?
For?
To win it. To win it all.
I couldn't care less. I'd say...
The Montreal Expos.
Probably. Well, okay. I mean, when it comes to baseball, I'd say we all win, especially when the season's over.
Yes, and...
You feel me?
Yes, I do. And in many ways, the true winners are the spectators. And those spectators are eating.
They're
typically. While watching the game.
And what are they eating?
Hot dogs.
Okay, so of the two, which you want to start with here?
The title of the episode is going to be hamburgers and hot dogs. So let's start with the last, and let's begin with hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Okay. So I'm sure we've all had hot dogs. There's some variation on them. they're pretty straightforward. They're okay. This is actually pretty interesting. The name hot dog originates in the mid 1800s, back when people thought that meat vendors actually put dog meat in the food, specifically in sausage based foods. And that actually dates back to 1845. So I thought that was actually interesting, because I thought that was sort of an urban myth type deal. But in fact,
it was absolutely true.
Well, it's true that people thought that. I don't know that it was ever true that dog meat was put in them, but people were highly suspicious of meat vendors, especially sausage makers back then.
The jury may, in fact, still be out.
Oh, maybe. I mean, who's to say what's in a hot dog?
I recently
in a position of authority to make that.
I don't know. I've seen recent exposés on the food industry. Yeah. I mean, in prepping for the show and
yeah, like was that dog on dog?
Dog on dog.
Well, dog on dog. Dog on not dog. Dog on dog. That was a different expose.
It was indeed. Came in a rather suspicious looking. Well, what else did we learn about hot dogs? I'm seeing a few pictures.
Well, common ingredients are meat byproducts and fat, which again is pretty vague. And allows a lot of wiggle room for hot dog makers to make whatever they want. Which, I guess you could almost think of hot dogs as sort of the chicken nuggets of, like, the beef and pork dimensions.
Is it at all, to circle back to one of our previous episodes, is it in any way similar to bologna?
No. So,
well, okay.
Also, I don't know if we want to get into hot dogs versus hamburgers. We're doing them together. I don't know if we're trying to compare and contrast them.
Yeah.
But something interesting, I think, is a lot of condiments used on hot dogs are rarely seen on hamburgers. Well, I take that back. I'm specifically thinking chili.
That's true.
Chili dogs are rarely seen on hamburgers, which I think is just because the hot dog bun can act as a bit more of a container than a hamburger bun.
Well, it's certainly more
trophy.
That's true. And one has to consider if, while designing the hot dog, if its trough-like bun was,
well, it's
in fact chosen for those purposes, for that purpose.
Maybe. That's some forward thinking, if you ask me.
But
the hot dog itself, I mean, all phallic references aside, and it's made with the eater in mind.
It is, because it's a little bit easier to have a game plan and just attack that dog.
It's made for the mouth.
So, like I said, it's a bit of a different formatted show in that we're doing two different foods, so we got a lot of ground to cover. Fairly quickly.
We'll just keep moving forward. I don't really want to compare and contrast them. We haven't really done that with other foods.
Yeah.
So let's just stay on the hot dog bit here. Let's just go ahead and taste one.
Oh, okay.
Let's taste this. We'll talk about hamburgers, taste hamburgers, then emails, ratings.
Okay.
And we'll call it like that. We're just sort of flying by the seat of our pants here. We weren't exactly, didn't really know what we were going to do.
Indeed. I've got a dog right here. Sort of a trough like bun.
Yeah.
And
that is a lay lowing dog too.
It's
low lane.
It's been sitting out for a minute. As a result, I think the dog itself has sort of almost broken through the bottom of the bun.
I don't know if that's, can we flip that over again?
Yeah.
Now, is that to be blamed on the bun quality or the greasiness of the hot dog or some sort of combination?
I would say, well, we don't want to reveal where the hot dog came from. There are a variety of gas stations that do sell hot dogs. Mm-hmm. This came from one of them.
And it's definitely sort of a sort of off the street kind of food that you want. Though it's interesting, yeah, you can find hot dogs at many gas stations, and they're easy enough to make, and you find them in ballparks. There's not really sort of a gourmet hot dog place out there.
Hmm.
So one wonders, where, on the palate, is it something just to like, is it something just to kind of feed your gullet with, or is there something about a hot dog that can get real classy and refined that we're sort of all overlooking?
I'd like to think that it's a bit of a working man's food.
It definitely is.
I think if you get too high end, and I know perhaps that's been a bit of a trend in food as of late, is to inject a sort of bourgeois, if you will, sentiment into the food that's been feeding the working man, and in a way, the working man is being further exploited, you know, by his food being taken away from him, essentially. Okay.
Well, we're eating hot dogs, and we got these from a gas station. The bun quality is lackluster, though I don't think we can say anything about the hot dog till we actually take a bite. All
right. I've got some mustard here.
Okay.
Not
Dijon, just Bush League.
Yellow.
Yellow. I guess that's what all you could call it. All
right.
We had chili to put onto this hot dog, but at the same time, the quality of the chili could really make or break the ratings on it. So I'm glad we're keeping it pretty bare bones.
We don't typically put condiments on the food we eat, but mustard with hot dogs is just so prevalent that I think perhaps we'd be missing out on the hot dog experience if we did not at least try some.
Yeah, I agree.
So
now, what's funny is you put mustard on half your hot dog, and the way you're gripping it seems as if you're going to take your first bite into the part that got no mustard after praising mustard.
Well, that's true. I want to understand the hot dog first, and then we go a little bit deeper.
Okay.
So we're going with the first bite, just dog and bun.
Dog and bun. Now, I think there's a previous episode where I made the mistake of coming to the studio hungry and ended up eating the food we were going to review before we recorded. Unfortunately, I've done that again. They say don't go grocery shopping on an empty stomach. Don't review foods for a podcast on an empty stomach either. Because the setup time, and it was completely my fault, but I forgot to bring a cable over. So I ended up eating my hot dog before we recorded. I mean, I ate it with care. I gave it my full attention. In my mind, I was rating it, but now that some time has passed, I don't know. It's settled well. I don't regret eating it. But as far as first reactions go, I'm going to leave it to my co-host here to take care of that.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the hot dog sitting well, because I feel as if on the first bite, mine did not sit well.
Huh. Well, yours has also been sitting out for about an hour plus.
It has. You did forget that cable. You did have to go back home to go.
And for me to go home to get that meant you couldn't refrigerate your hot dog. Funny how those two things are linked.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if the studio has any available fridges for us to use.
Well,
I forgot to ask.
I don't think
Glenn before we headed off.
Well, I don't think we pay for those privileges. But regardless, so taste wise, how you feeling? You just got out of your 10-hour factory job. You're going home to your flat in Southie.
Yeah.
How is this treating you?
Well, the bread is definitely conducive to holding, mm-hmm. In many ways similar to a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
The dog itself is greasy, and indeed very meaty.
I like that in 1845, people are even suspicious of hot dogs.
That
still remains.
I have reason to be suspicious of this hot dog. Yeah. When you eat a hot dog, it seems as if the flavor of meat is being concentrated into a very small, sort of compact, cylindrical shape.
Yeah.
And I think I took a few bites of it, and I don't know if I was ready for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was ready for the avalanche of
meat.
I'm going to put this hot dog down right now.
So, in your mind, write that. Because we're going to come back.
Yeah.
We're going to do ratings at the end. But keep that fresh in your mind. Let's immediately jump over to hamburgers.
Okay.
And just keep flowing with this. We're going to do a little background research. Oh, boy.
On hamburgers?
Well, if that's not a stick in our spokes. Well, hamburgers are surprisingly uninteresting. Somehow even less interesting than I was anticipating.
Huh.
But here's a twist. A hamburger is considered, drum roll please, a sandwich.
Burgers are not sandwiches. Nor sandwiches burgers, nor any combination of the two.
Now, according to Sandwich Dog, sandwiches are two pieces of bread. I suppose you could argue that a burger is the